The Home Depot has come up with a new way of buying windows and patio doors. It's called Buy More, Save More Pricing. Instant savings from $50 to $600 on all special order windows and patio doors. The more you buy, the more you're going to save. So stop waiting for a sale. Right now, the doors are wide open, and so are the windows. Thanks to Buy More, Save More Pricing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
So many colors. A good friend and lover. I can run the business and make time for fantasy.
Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening. We're going to be starting shortly. The singer had to, gets really busy sometimes, so things happen, but we will be starting shortly. I would like you to call in 646-929-0368. You can call in and ask a question. Let me know what your favorite song is of hers. Lettucey has almost 6 albums out. Her first album, Soul Singer, many of you may not know about that. That was in 2000. And her most recent album now is Pieces of Me. And we're going to be talking about that today and playing some pieces from that new album. Also, I just want to let you know, of course, everything happens at once. The chat room technology is acting a little crazy today. So please call in and let me know what you're thinking. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I would love to hear from you. And send me an email, saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. You can check out some past shows, some other singers I've had on, singer Io from France, from South Africa, singer Lyra. Just the other day in Germany, I had singer Yaa Koto. Singer Angie Stone has been on here talking about diabetes. Singer Charlie Wilson has been on here talking about his prostate cancer. He's a prostate cancer survivor, so you want to check those out. Singer jazz singer Diane Reeves has been on there. Just the other day, I had on Esperanza Spalding, so you want to check that one out. And I think this might be her. I'm going to check and see if this is her on the line here.
Hi, Lettucey. This is Joy Keys.
Joy, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Good.
It's a crazy day. I know you're
time today. I appreciate it.
I know you're a busy woman, so we're going to jump right into the interview here. Let's just start off. Some people still may not know about your name. You want to explain about your name and the Yoruba connection of your name?
My name is really Lettucey. I didn't make it up. My parents named me from a Yoruba song that had the word Lettucey in it. It's from Nigeria, and that's my name. It means to bring forth.
Well, it's a beautiful name, and you're also a beautiful woman, a beautiful singer, a multi-talented singer and songwriter, and many people may also not know that you started out in opera.
Yes, I did. I studied classical music when I was in New Orleans growing up. My mom put me in programs that had scholarships, and she wanted me to I didn't grow up listening to gospel music or out of the church. My parents listened to a lot of pop rock and R&B, and I listened to classical singers because I liked how loud they would get. So I was pretty much the loudest one in my class, so my teachers would put me in programs where I could sing, use that big voice for classical music. So only two students per school was invited to sing with the New Orleans Symphony, and I was probably around 8 years old, and me and Claire Fisher were chosen out of my school to go to the after-school programs and be a part of the New Orleans Symphony chorus, and we would sing with adults as well as a bunch of other kids. So we had a good time, and that's where I loved classical music and studied more when we moved to Oakland, California, and studied at the Young Musicians Program at UC Berkeley. And there I learned how to write, read, play, and sing classical music. And my first time hearing Leontine Price and Kathleen Battle, and I just went bananas. So, yeah. During the same time learning classical, I was in school hearing about gospel music. So it was a complete battle with my vocal coach.
So how did you make the transition? What made you decide to kind of transition into the R&B, the gospel, kind of funk? I mean, what made that transition?
Well, there's a lot of influence around me. I move naturally with whatever's going on with me, even when I create music. So learning music, it was the same way. I was influenced by the people around me, kids at school, college, listening to instrumentalists first, and then, heard Charlie Bird Parker and Thelonious Monk and horn players, a lot of horn players, and my teacher told me don't listen to the singers yet, get into the horn players, and he would give me, borrow CDs from him, and then I studied Ella and Sarah and heard their voices, and Carmen McRae and Dinah Washington and Betty Carter, they all blew my mind, all the obscure singers that not everyone praise as much to me. They were, and then Simone, the poet, that really blew me away. So, yeah, I just moved naturally with whoever influenced me with music, and I figured out how to incorporate it into my style.
Well, you have a beautiful voice, as I mentioned earlier. I want to play your song Shine from your latest album, Pieces of Me. It was number 8 on the Billboard 200 the first week it came out. Also sold 38,000 copies in the first week. You have a lot of fans. So I want to play Shine. This is from Pieces of Me.
Even when I'm on my own, I know I'm not alone. You got me. Yeah. When others try to tear me down, I'm going to stand my ground like you told me. Me. Yeah. That's why I don't mind doing anything you ask me. I lay down my life for you.
So what you say for me, I can shine. I'll be there for you. Just turn back and you let me shine.
Hey. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with singer Letticy. Her new album, Pieces of Me, you can check out her website, letticy.com. Now, that album, I mean, that song, Shine, you shine for a lot of people, and one person in particular, Michelle Obama, thinks you are a bright star. Talk to the audience about your connection with Michelle Obama.
Yeah, she enjoys my music. I didn't know that she was a fan of my music until I was told to read People magazine, and she had commented about, yeah, listen to this lady Letticy, and I went, what? I couldn't believe it, and then I ended up being invited to the White House to do the Motown tribute for celebrating Motown, and then that was my first time meeting the First Lady and President Obama, and then I was invited again to do her women's mentoring program, and she spoke about me in her speeches along with two other women about perseverance, and that gave me a different level of confidence that I felt, wow, I am doing something right, And then for the president's 50th birthday party, I was invited. So it's been, every time I meet them, it's a surprise for me. It's just always incredible, and they inspire, and I just love them. I really appreciate their just who they are. Really, they inspire a lot of people. So it makes me want to work harder.
Your inspiration. Yeah, I mean, your inspiration. Your songs are very uplifting, motivational. I want to play Be Good to Yourself, and that's an example of how you motivate people and just really kind of, you know, give them wings in a sense. So I want to play. This is from Pieces of Me. If you're just tuning in, you can call in 646-929-0368. Also, you can check out her website, Letticy.com, and check out her Twitter. She's on Twitter, @Letticy. So I'm going to play Be Good to Yourself. This is from Pieces of Me. Now, let us see. We're going to have to break this up a little bit. What's up with the Jersey Shore TV show? Come on now. What's up? What's going on? Why are you watching Jersey Shore?
I haven't watched it in a long time.
No situations?
I haven't seen this season. Is it good? Have you seen it? I haven't seen it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not into Jersey Shore. I'm watching Project Runway and there's that Gossip Girl with my daughter. My daughter's a fashion designer, so I'm into it. And then she's watching all the fashion on Gossip Girl, which is just a crazy show. But anyway, that's your. What other guilty pleasures do you have? Do you have any other guilty pleasures, things you like to do, or things that entertain you?
Oh wow! I'm trying to figure out what guilty thing. I haven't had time lately. I've been so focused on my tour, so I haven't had a good. You know, no TV, nothing, just really getting into the show. But I am learning a lot about fashion, having a designer for my show. It's really cool.
Have a lot of beautiful photographs, different outfits. Who's your favorite designer? Do you have a favorite designer?
Well, I haven't worked with them yet or worn their clothes. I really love Armani and Versace, and I love... Mm-hmm. I just love simple things as well. But the new designer that I'm working with, her name is Tasia, and she's incredible. She understands the form of a curvy woman, so I can't wait to wear her designs on my show, on my tour. So it's going to be great.
So now your tour is jumping off October 20th?
October 20th in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm going to say a couple of singers, and then D.C., and then you're coming to Philly October 22nd, right?
Yay!
Philly!
I can't wait, man. Philly know how to rock, man.
Oh, yes, we do.
And
party,
you guys
up
are
in here.
Picky, too. Y'all don't love easily, so when they love on you, you better get excited.
Get excited. Well, I want to say a couple of singers. I want to say the names, and just tell me what's the first thing that comes to your mind. Stevie Wonder.
Magical.
Patti LaBelle.
Electrifying.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, man. Tame. Soulful.
Nick Ashford.
Oh, wow. A smile. All I can think of is a smile.
A smile.
Songs like to have a smile in them.
Yes, yes. He always seemed to have a smile. Now, one of the things that makes you different and unique is your hair. You lock your hair. Was that like a conscious choice? Something? When did you start locking your hair? Why did you start locking your hair?
Well, it wasn't anything deep. I kept wearing bantu knots where you twist your hair and put them in a knot. And I thought it was cool because it wasn't on my face and it kept me cool. And then all of a sudden my hair just kept locking up. So one day I just let it keep locking and it took forever and it was very funny looking. And I enjoyed it as it grew. And then I started to color it I started to cut it and hide my face a little better because I didn't want people to look at me. And then my hairstylist said,
Wait a second. You didn't want people to look at you and you're a performer? What, slow down.
Yes,
now.
I'm extremely shy. It comes off weird, but I am. I'm a nerd. I like hiding off stage. But on stage, I like to do what I need to do. But, yeah, and then my hairstylist, Michelle London, in 2000, when Turn Me Loose came out, 2009, she was getting ready for the shoot, and she said, Len, it's time for people to see your face. You keep hiding on these pictures. You have a beautiful smile and eyes. And they need to see your face. And I'm like, no, my cheeks are too chubby like my dad, and I don't want to show all that. And she's like, no, we got to see your face. So she pulled my hair up into this lock mohawk, and it was red, and we just went for it, and people loved it. We still
do. Yes, yes.
I love it. And now I'm more recognized than I've ever been in my entire career because of it.
See, look at there. I mean, you just sometimes have to go with your gut on situations and follow the flow. One of the things recently that happened to you, and it's happened several times before, Grammy nomination. You got 4 Grammy nominations under your belt. Did you feel pressure with this 6 album, Pieces of Me? I mean, what was your thinking process like? Oh, no, am I going to be as good, or will I actually win this time? Did you have any of these thoughts going through your mind?
Never. Everything for me is about moving naturally and not forced and making quality music. At the end of the day, my goal is to make a body of work that will last a long time. All the greats have that, and I'm hoping to have that. You know, should anything happen to me, that I leave a body of work that people can enjoy and be inspired from. So that's what I look for when I do music. I was meticulous about great songs, like even just having great songs on this album that can fit the middle, meaning the old and the new together, where parents mm-hmm. and their daughters and sons can all enjoy the same album or fight over it. And that was my real true goal. Whether it receives a nomination or not, or be recognized, I'm honored, and I hope it does. But that's not why I made the album, is to make sure that I had a nice body of work that all people can enjoy, not just, I didn't want to alienate the younger or alienate the older crowd. So I wanted to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the response has been great, and I don't mind being in the middle of that.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I want to play Pieces of Me. This is the title track off of your 6th album here, Pieces of Me.
So many colors.
I mean, we have, as women, we have so many different sides. You know, like you just said, you're shy. I mean, nobody would ever have guessed. You got 6 albums out. You've toured all over the place. And, you know, here you are saying you're shy. You know, it's like we have so many different sides to us. I think it's important to have, compassion for each other. You know, I think that's something that's important.
Oh, I love that you said that, especially women towards women. We really need to do better. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. That was great.
It's crazy.
Can I still
especially black women. Black women. No, seriously. Black women. I've had people tell me, I'm a black woman. Oh, I don't get along with black women. Okay, you're a black woman and you don't get along with black women. Maybe you're not getting along with yourself. Maybe you need to look inside yourself.
It's everything.
You know?
That's funny. I have a whole thing about self stuff. I'm so into that. But I just, only reason why I'm shy is because I'm not used to this level of notoriety yet. And I think, and it's funny, Patti LaBelle said, you better get ready. I'm just not ready for it yet. She's like, you need to get ready, miss.
Well, I think being shy, you're humble. That's okay. I think keep that. I'm a shy person. Most people don't believe that, too. I'm a shy person. I'm similar where I can be on the stage or talking to a huge group of people or do workshops with kids or, you know, be out in the open. But sometimes in small, intimate situations, I might be very bashful, and people are very stunned and amazed. But, you know, we have all different sides, and being a performer is different. That doesn't mean that's all you. You know, the performer is just one side of you,
mm-hmm.
you know, just one piece.
Yes.
You know, one piece of who you are. You know, what's the best place, what's the best city you like in the United States that you've been to so far?
Wow. I have to say anywhere there's home, and it's been a lot of places, so I can't really pick one. But I do love, when I go to New Orleans, it has a sense of history for me, a comfort with not just the food but the people and just the air of it. I always look up at the sky in New Orleans. It's amazing. It's like the same sky I kind of see when I have to do cruises or something. It's just so God. Or when you go to Island or Africa, the sky in New Orleans is amazing, and it's right in the middle of everything. So I it reminds me of myself and home and that southern feeling. So that place is real special to me. It always will hold a special place. And I love different areas for different reasons. You know, I love that I can walk around in Philly, too, just going up and down the street or here in the record store, and they still have record stores.
Right. I know. Crazy. Now, you talked about God,
it.
You know. We only have a couple minutes left. Let's bring in God here into the conversation, and how has that helped you dealing with this fame, dealing with the ups and downs, dealing with the notoriety? You know, notoriety. How does that help you?
It keeps me balanced. It keeps me clear, and it keeps me focused on what's real. It filters out all the stuff that's not really important, like whether somebody likes you or not. You know, or that you feel, oh, they're not enjoying the music. It filters things out. And to have faith, to me, is so important. I mean, whatever it is for you. But for me, it's just I need it to survive because this business is no joke. It plays a lot on your ego. It plays a lot on your inside, your outside, every part of you as a person. So you have to have a place of peace to center yourself and remind yourself of what's bigger. What will you leave behind? What are you doing to inspire someone else? And that's the real focus for me always, naturally, keeping it naturally comfortable and not forcing anything and making sure what's the outcome after when it's dark, what's the light part? Bring them to the
Definitely.
Light.
Bring them to the light. Well, I think you're doing that. I mean, your music is very down to earth, very relatable to a lot of different people. Like you said, your current album, you know, you got young people, the old people, the men, the women. Everybody has a little something. Their voice is in there. And also, I think supporting people and showing them the light. I mean, the song Shine, Be Good to Yourself, Pieces of Me, you know, the relationship song, Stay Together, all of that's there. I think you're doing great. I think you're shining already by yourself.
Aww,
you know?
Thank you.
So I want to wish you so
cool
much
lady.
Success.
Ah, what
I hope
cool
to see
lady.
You in Philadelphia.
Dang, man, you got to come to the show.
I'm definitely going to come to the show. I definitely, you got to make sure you put me on that list so I can get behind the door, because they'll be like, who are you? What's up? Hold up.
Oh, Lord. Tina, listen, and I'll tell them.
I got a request.
You got it? Yeah.
All right.
Well, you guys
Tina.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you, everybody,
no
for listening today. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, everybody, for listening today. I just got off the phone with Lettucey, four-time Grammy nominee. This is her sixth album. It was number 8 on the Billboard. You better pick it up. It's hot. I'm going to be giving away some free copies of her CD.
I was about to say record. That would have shown my age, but you got CDs now and downloads. So please follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys and become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm going to head out with Stay Together. This is from Pieces of Me by Ledisi. Hope you have a beautiful Wednesday.
We know each other so well. You always seem to tell when I need a little kiss and a hug and that extra kind of loving.
I just wanna